This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. You can, comment on our writers. Take a minute and comment on the writers. Let them know what you think of what they're writing. Good, bad, or indifferent. If they don't have thick skin like I do, then so be it. You know, just anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can also buy the book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can find it up at Amazon. We can get the Kindle version. You can get a version that actually has color illustrations on the inside if you're more of the artsy type, or you can get black and white if you just want to get to it. Several different versions. Anyway, I want to get. Let's just get to the news. Let's just get to dealing with this stuff. And there's so much going on. I mean, they are looking under every rock, every pebble, between every word that Trump says, trying to find a Russian connection. You know what I'm saying? I heard today too. I don't know how true it is because I haven't seen it yet. But I heard that Pocahontas? Yeah, no, they have a different name for her. Elizabeth Lysolot or something like that? Whatever. Yeah, Liawana, there you go. Perfect, right? So, she blasted her Lord and Savior. She blasted Mr. Obama for taking money or wanting to take money, right? From Wall Street. Now, here's a guy who spent 8 years pounding on Wall Street. And then he goes out there, and one of the first things he does is grab a $400,000 check from him. It's all good. Because, you know, he's different. That's the other people. I'm not talking about Elizabeth. Elizabeth's only willing to lie to get her money, and that makes it okay. As long as she's not taking it directly from Wall Street. You're taking it from the college that they're backing that she's at, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so this I thought was kind of funny. So the 10 lines, it's just nuts. The 10 lines, or best lines of the night if you want, that's what they call them. This guy did a 23 minutes. So I'm going to put you through torture for about two. And then we'll discuss a little bit about what he said. Because again, this was great. And then, I think this hour is going to be a lot of fun. You can't miss this. And hopefully those people, those wonderful people that played the show, they won't cut it off either. I still don't believe that he was a comedian. I think he was a janitor that they grabbed and threw a suit on because they couldn't get anybody else to do it. I think his name is Hassan Minhaj. and he's on Comedy Central, which makes him suspect already. Okay, anytime you're ready. Oh, you need sound, right? All about the sound.
He's not here.
All right, here we go. Let's start.
Gotta address the elephant that's not in the room. The leader of our country is not here. And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. It'd be hard for Vlad to make it. Vlad can't just make it on a Saturday. It's a Saturday. You know Donald Trump doesn't drink, right? Does not touch alcohol, which is oddly respectable. But think about that. That means every statement, every interview, every tweet, completely sober. How is that possible?
So, let me see. The first one was okay. I mean, it was okay, right? I mean, we'll critique his, the president being Vlad, everybody's making fun of it, so that's kind of funny. But not many people, you notice the uncomfortable laughs in the background, right? Seriously. And in a stereotypical way, right, the Dems looking to dismiss their bad behavior because of booze. Booze always does it. Booze is always good, right? It's always the excuse for having sex with all the wrong people and whatever. Right? Always for ending up in the wrong place or just for doing dumb things. Is it not? Come on. Some of you out there know this well.
Possible. Every time Donald Trump goes golfing, the headlines should read, Trump golfing, apocalypse delayed, take the W. Even if you guys groan, I've already hired Kellyanne Conway. She's going to go on TV on Monday and tell everybody I killed. So the news coming out of the White House is so stressful. I've been watching House of Cards just to relax. Frederick Douglass isn't here, and that's because...
Now, there's... I jokingly said earlier there was only like a couple hundred people in the room. That's not true. There's got to be 1,000-plus people in that room when you look at it. And with 1,000 people plus in the room, even if you tell a mediocre joke, you should get some kind of giggle. You should have some kind of, you should be able to hear something. He's getting nothing. The guy's getting crickets. But one of the best people in the joint is the WHCA president. I liked him. Because he stood up there defending himself. Anyway, let me finish this one.
He's dead. Someone please tell the president. This has been one of the strangest events I have ever done in my life. To be honest with you. Like, I feel like I'm a tribute in the Hunger Games. Like,
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. We'll have some more fun with the White House speech right after this. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, there's so many crazy things going on. And stuff we can have all kinds of fun with. I mean, today's celebrations... That was supposed to be, quote-unquote, Labor Day, right? For all intents and purposes. I mean, you know, organized Labor Day. Nothing organized was the purple shirts and the red shirts. And you know what I mean by that, right? Not the red shirts I have on. You know, the Communist Party in L.A., they're just, you know, of any place. See, it's true that in America... anything is possible. Even the Communist Party. Right? And the May Day protesters. Think about something here. See, somebody got mad at me today because I'm on another show and I said this. I don't get it. Maybe I'm just brain dead. Here's the deal, though. So you have all these protesters. What are they protesting? They're protesting, in this case in L.A., America's treatment of immigrants. Well, we treat immigrants just fine. We treat illegal immigrants like criminals. Funny how that works. So what they want us to do is they want us to ignore the law. Now, it's funny how these loons want us to ignore the basic laws that come along with immigration, but what they want us to do is, you know, that whole thing that was going on college campuses where they basically, when you were accused of rape, you were guilty. Right? So let's skip due process. Let's go above and beyond on the law. Let's get totally whacked on this stuff. That was going to be okay. Right? Anyway, so we're having some fun with the 10 most memorable moments from comedian commentator. Well, let's call him a commentator. Because as far as comedian goes, I don't know. I've seen dogs snoring when they're sleeping that were funnier than this guy. So he did 20. What did he do? I think I listened to him the other night after the thing. 26 or 28 minutes, something like that. So out of 26 for 28 minutes, right? You got what? Maybe 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes of what might be funny lines. But let's take a listen. I know some of you didn't listen at all, so you don't have to listen to the whole speech, just bits and pieces.
If this goes poorly, Steve Bannon gets to eat me. Free speech is the foundation of an open and liberal democracy.
Now, I'm looking at the table. There's got to be about 40 people in the picture. There's got to be about six. Clapping. I mean, most of the stuff that he was... When he forgot about that, this wasn't Comedy Central. These were not a bunch of young liberals. I'm trying to be nice. That find all of this stuff amusing, right? That don't really know enough about politics to know what's going on. That don't find anything distasteful unless it's against one of their policies. But here's a bunch of older, more seasoned. They might be liberals, but they're a little older, a little more seasoned, and not finding this tasteful at all. Which gives me a little hope, very small glimmer, but one nonetheless.
From college campuses to the White House, only in America can a first-generation Indian-American Muslim kid get on this stage and make fun of the president. It's 11 p.m. right now. In 4 hours, Donald Trump will be tweeting about how bad Nicki Minaj bombed at this dinner, and that's his right. And I'm proud that all of us are here tonight to defend that right, even if the...
They don't defend that right. That was just a lie line. That's all it was. To make them... That was like one of those self-righteous, bullpucky lines. They're not defending any right. The only right they want to defend is their right to rip apart Trump because they don't like him. Because they hate him. It's not a like, it's a hate thing. You know, these White House dinners, again... I know they're kind of tongue-in-cheek, they're kind of lighthearted, it's supposed to be funny in that light. But here's the real deal. With George W., they didn't like him either, but they didn't hate him. So the jokes were funny. They were like doing, you know, a real roast, right? You know, we've all seen the Dean Martin roasts. Those are kind of funny. I think one of the George W.'s, they had a guy look just like him right next to him and was interpreting everything he said. And it was kind of goofy and funny and that kind of stuff. These aren't. These are hateful. You can feel the hate dripping off of them. Whole different animal.
Today I want to show you guys the next gen show.
Oh, I love when it does that. Always exciting to me. Anyway, and I should have hit it ahead of time. So when you listen to some more of these jokes, when you listen to some more of what this guy is saying, you can't do anything but realize and hear the hate in this word. In this, whatever.
Everybody's drinking, having a good time. This is beautiful. You know Donald Trump doesn't drink, right?
Right. Anytime you're ready, Minaji. You know, in Italian, that's not a good word. Right, my Italian friends, right? Yeah, I probably shouldn't say it again because I don't know. I don't know how it would interpret. Oh, that's good. Okay, so it always works when a plan works out like this. It's always exciting, but we'll forget that. I can go through. I can do this differently. This is really easy. We can read some of what he said. On being a minority and a minority, he goes, that's why you got to be on your A game, he says. You got to be twice as good. You can't make any mistakes because when one of you messes up, he blames the entire group. Okay, that's kind of funny, right? I remember Chris Rock used to tell a joke when he'd be on a bus, and it'd be a black guy on the bus. Yeah, some of you don't remember these things. Remember those big music? They used to call them ghetto blasters, right? They had them up on their shoulders. They had two big speakers on them, and they were always cranked up loud. And Chris says, you know, he's on the bus, and they're driving down the road. He goes, and this guy would have this, black guy would have this thing, and he's doing, he's listening to the music, and he's really getting into the music, and he says, and all the white folk would look at me like, isn't he one of yours? Can't you make him stop? I got that. I thought that was kind of funny. Not because it came from me, because it came from him. On CNN, he says, Don, every time I watch your show, I feel like I'm watching a reality TV show. CNN Tonight should just be called, wait a second, now hold on, and stop yelling at each other. I didn't find that funny either. What else? On Afghanistan, historically the president usually performs at the correspondents' dinner, but I think I speak for all of us when I say he's done far too much bombing this month already. Okay, I thought that was kind of lighthearted. But when you look at this stuff, if you go back and you can stand it, the 28 minutes of garbage, you'll see the hate. I'm sorry, I can't get it up for you. I apologize, it won't run. But you'll see the hate in these guys and understand why it's so tough. They'll really listen to them at all. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, I get all set up to do somebody's stories, and you guys will send me something during the show. And I look at it and go, come on, this can't be real. And once in a while you name me with one, because I can't find it anywhere else, but I do it anyway, and find out it's fake news or fake story or whatever. And sometimes I see these and I just laugh. So apparently, in Kansas City, there was a conference. And just imagine if the word white was swapped out for black or Hispanic, and some of the statements that have emerged from the 18th annual, who knew this had been going on this long? White Privilege Conference. Now, first thought is you go there to find out how to, just work on your white privilege. Let's get it honed in and be able to use it properly. But no. How to raise better white people. You know, and think about it. Think if it was a black privilege conference. Asian privilege conference. Now, if that happened at No Flat Time, activists would be labeled, you know, racist, bigots, a state investigation would happen and be launched. And the conference would be blacklisted from any hotel in the future. But white privilege activists are protected by what? Progressive privilege. So none of those things will happen. One of the merchandise items available was a tote bag that said, Raising Better White Folks. What advice do you have for white people showing up in racial justice spaces? This is one of the bulletin boards there. Think about that, right? So what advice do you have? So there's little stickies all over the place. You don't know. I can't read that. Anyway, one of them says, follow, don't lead. Listen closely. Stay in your body. Singing helps. What are these people? Are they smoking something? I mean, some of the dumbest things they put up here. What advice do you have for white people showing up in racial justice spaces? The sign asked. Attendees wrote responses on sticky notes, including, don't speak, just listen. Follow, don't lead. You don't need credit. As aware as you are also often completely unaware. Another workshop helps you analyze the attitudes of whites. So aren't they throwing us all in the same bucket? There are different whites. White people are different all over the place. Privileged group dynamics, common patterns of racist behaviors and attitudes of whites. Review these common group dynamics is one of the programs. Let's see. So many whites tend to consciously and unconsciously believe they have earned what they have. No, check that out. So apparently, I didn't earn any of this stuff. White people believe that they have earned what they have rather than acknowledge the extensive white privilege and unearned advantage that they receive. They believe that if people of color just worked harder, they could have the same things. Not notice the daily indignities that people of color experience, deny them, and rationalize them away with the PLEs, perfectly logical explanations. They don't want any conversation. They don't want anything that might make sense in and around them. They work to maintain the status quo and protect the advantages and privileges that they've already received. Isn't that cool? They believe that white cultural norms, practices, and values are superior and better. They internalize the negative stereotypes about people of color. I believe that whites are smarter and superior to people of color. Now, I'm a white guy. At least, that's what you keep telling me. Even though I identify as a black 7-year-old female. But, you know, you talk... I'm looking at this. I don't know anybody. This is what I'm trying to work with here. I don't know any white person that I've been hanging around with for any group of a period of time that I know that feels like they're smarter or superior to colored people or any other group for that matter. I mean, who are these people hanging around with? If you're hanging around with white people who think they're more superior to black, stop hanging around them. It ain't that hard. I don't even need a college degree to figure that one out. It taught the 2,000 educators and other attendees that some, or many whites, tend to believe that they have earned what they have rather than acknowledge the extensive white privilege and unearned advantages. At another session, whites were encouraged to sit with the discomfort and were lumped into a single group as believing that they are superior to people of color. People were biracial or multiracial. So they put them all... They lumped them all together to make them feel bad about who they were. Why don't they ever ask me to go to these things? I would love to go do one of these things. Right? One of the black attendees, told a joke at the expense of white people. The Caucasian do-gooders motivated by guilt who are fearful of being labeled racist. Well, first and foremost, I'm not fearful of being racist. You can't, I used to tell my kids this to make them crazy. You can't make me feel bad about anything that I know I'm not doing. You can be as ignorant as you want. You can call me all the names you want to call me. You can make up what you want to try to... Listen, I had an old Italian grandmother. She had guilt. She knew how to throw stuff out that would try to make you feel guilty. You can't beat her. And the bottom line is, if I know I didn't do it, you can call me racist, bigot, homophobe, lesbophobe, transphobe, whatever phobe is your fancy for the day or the word that you can pronounce the best, you go ahead and throw that around. But just think of this. So they don't see any hate in this. You looking at a white person, if you're black or Asian or Hispanic, you looking at a white person and saying, you Caucasian do-gooders, you're only motivated by guilt. I'm not motivated by guilt. I don't care what color you are. If you can do the job, I don't give a care what color your skin is. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, how fat you are, or how thin you are. I don't care. I don't care if you have female parts or don't have female parts. If you can get the job done, I could care less. So, one guy told a joke. Two white allies walk into a bar. Why? Because it was set so low. Boom, boom, ch. Thank you. I'll be leaving tonight because I stink at telling jokes. I mean, think about it. So they got black people telling jokes, putting white people down while they're in the room. Because that's going to do what? Really? Now, one of the people in the room came out and said that they're developing an app. Because you have to develop an app for everything. They showed the app, you know, in its initial form. That would allow users to report racist activities. Because that's what an app is good for. Let's not try to stop them. Let's just report them. It's like those people that, you know, videotape somebody getting clobbered. You see 15 phones out with people videotaping what's going on. Nobody gets two thoughts of putting the phone down and maybe helping out the person being beat. What do you think? Now, the Institute for Research and Education of Human Rights is excited to be launching a new smartphone app. It's called Trepper, T-R-E-P-P-E-R, the anti-bigotry app, would allow users to securely capture incidents of bigotry on video, notify users of local incidents and events, and then harness the power of social networks to report, according to that's the program itself. It provides a toolkit for anti-bigotry organization and security. This is amazing. Pick up the phone. Call someone. Lodge a complaint. Do something. God. Who knew there was a conference for 18 years on this? That's the freaky thing. Just too weird. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. The Yale Conference blames anti-Semitism on who? Well, about conservatives. That's right. Conservatives are anti-Semites. Did you know that? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll listen to Real Silent GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You know, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you haven't been receiving emails from us and you haven't unsubscribed, it's because our email list blew up, and we've been trying to repair it. As we go on, you know, and some people every once in a while you get an email going, hey, haven't heard from you for a few weeks. What's going on? Well, it's the same thing that goes on every week. How's that? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the shirt. See the shirt I have on, the one behind me. There's actually several versions there. Hashtag stand. Really, that stand for America. How do you stand for America? You stand for liberty. You stand for freedom. You stand to uphold somebody else's, yours too. But for the most part, you want to help uphold other people's rights. Because when you're doing it for somebody else, it's a whole different feeling, a whole different meaning, whole different everything. And then you can send me an email, joe@realside.com, if you have a question for me, you want me to take on a topic, a person, whatever. more than happy to do that as well. So anyhow, what story was I going to do next? I had it right in front of me a minute ago. Oh, there you go. So there's a Yale conference, or Yale University conference now. It's soliciting papers comparing the racist right to the previous racist groups, like conservatives. Yeah, that's right. Conservatives are racist. So if there's black conservatives, does that mean they're racist too? And how does that actually work? I'm just curious. Because I know a boatload of black conservatives. Are they all racist? Well, maybe they're not black. Maybe they're just telling me they are. That's what it is. Well, there must be a check for that. There must be some kind of test, right? A Yale University conference is soliciting papers comparing the right racist right to the previous racist groups. They go on to say it's like conservative and authoritarian, religious and nationalist groups. The 5th Annual Conference of the International Consortium for Research on Anti-Semitism and Racism with focus specifically on... Where do they put these titles? You can't get banners this big. Going to focus on, though, racism, anti-Semitism, and the radical right. So the conference set for September will be hosted by the Yale Program for the Study of Anti-Semitism, the Center for the Study of Race and Dignity, and Transnational Migration. So my question is, and I haven't been through the whole story yet, most colleges that come against the Jewish community, most colleges that want to keep the Jews down, that won't allow them to be on certain boards, certain committees, there are colleges that have banned doing business with Israeli companies, any Israeli companies. And almost all the time, in almost every story that we've done, matter of fact, I would say in every story we've done, I don't think we've done a story where a conservative Christian or a conservative group has banned Jews in one way, shape, manner, or form. It's always the liberal Democrats. It's always the liberal Democrats that don't want to give the Jews a leg up. That don't want to just, how about just giving them an equal, the equality freaks? Just give them an equal shot. None of them do. So the 5th Annual Conference of International Consortium for Research, right? They're going to specifically look at racism, look at anti-Semitism. And they're going to tie it in or show how it ties in to the radical right. I am sure there won't be one real story on how the left has been involved in that. So organizers recently put out a call for papers asking applicants to focus their work on the alt-right. Why wouldn't you, why focus on a certain group? Why don't you focus on, why wouldn't the question be more like, what drives anti-Semitism on college campuses? Would that be a great way to do it? But they specifically asked for papers to be written on the alt-right and other far right-wing groups. Now, recently, political events in the United States have turned the spotlight on what many years have been a shadowy phenomenon. The existence of openly racist, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, homophobic, misogynistic, and other groups on the far right wing of the American political spectrum. The prompt begins then alleging that far right groups are responsible for the increase in hate crimes since the presidential election, noting that it's the guys in the black shirts, black pants, black sneakers with the resist on their shirts. It's those guys that are causing the trouble. They won't admit to it. Somehow those guys become us. They're the ones smash your windows. They're the first ones to pepper spray or punch somebody in the face. And somehow that's our fault. So even if we're egging them on to a degree, we're not. I haven't seen any video to show that. Even if we're egging them on, then what you're saying is, they have a right to punch us when we don't lay a hand on them. They have a right to pepper spray when we don't lay a hand on them. They have a right to knock cameras out of their hands, the hands of the conservatives. Which is really funny because if you're not doing anything wrong, who cares if you're taking pictures? I wouldn't. Do what you want. I want my 15 minutes of fame. Now, the prompts from the online computer program ask applicants to address a series of questions on the topic, including ones that call conservative, religious, and nationalist groups racist movements, just like the KKK and the Nazis. Yeah, they said it. No, I'm serious. Wasn't a joke. Now, think about what they're saying. Because we want to adhere to the law, because we don't want to just let people in. We're Nazis. We're part of the KKK. And you guys on the left, you need to do your homework about the KKK. Campus Reform reached out to the conference organizers for additional comment on the event. But guess what? They wouldn't call back. They want them to check into what kind of anti-Semitism or stuff or racism are they involved with? How are they pushing it? How are they advocating for it? I'd want to know, too. Because if it's happening, we should know about it. Oh, it's just crazy stuff going on all over the place. Anyhow. They keep calling Orrin Cass wrote a piece on climate deniers. Climate change deniers. And it was really funny because I did a post on, I'm trying to get both of these in, but I can't. I did a post on vax versus anti-vax. And I've never really paid much attention to it. My wife does, some other people I know. And then we had a guy, Dell, can't remember his last name, on, and he is a documentary kind of person. He was never for or against vaccinations. Never didn't care one way or the other. They must be good. Government says they're good, so they must be okay. And then he tripped on some information that made him nuts. And he started checking. And Big Pharma started getting nervous when he was checking. And he started having some trouble. So he's met with Robert Kennedy Jr. He's met with some of the people on the far left that normally wouldn't even question these things, but when they saw some of the realities behind the connection between vaccinations and some childhood diseases, they went, hmm. And they were able to specifically pinpoint certain things that take place, that because there's not 20 years of research on, they won't believe it. However, they put the drugs out, in some cases, with less than a year worth of research. So why do I need a year worth of research to approve a drug, but I need 20 years to pull it off the market? That just doesn't make sense to me. But we're talking big bucks, right? Pharma's big money. Thank you. Del Bigtree. The movie is Vaxxed. So anyhow, somebody said to me that they knew how bad it is. They knew this, they knew that, and not how bad it is, I'm sorry. That there's no proof that they're that bad. And look at the kids who weren't vaxxed, and, you know, they got sick, and the other kids got sick. And I said, look, there's two things going on here. One is, if vaccinations work, then it doesn't matter. The onesie-twosies that aren't vaxxed, they're not going to hurt the other ones. Either the vaccine works or it doesn't. And they won't even answer you in that. They just look at you kind of weird. I said, let me give you something else to think about. How many kids that don't get vaccinations get childhood diseases? Give me a number. How many is it? How many kids who don't get vaccinated suffer from ADD or autism or any of those things? We've had a rise in all that stuff. Why? We've had an exponential rise in vaccinations, when they give them and how many they give at a time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you are too. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.